Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community and the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have with us Andrea Stafford, the marketing manager of the Food Co-op, and we thought it would be fun to explore the ways some of our businesses give back and offer opportunities for volunteering. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Sue, tell me a little bit about yourself and as a marketing manager at the Food Co-op. How long have you been with the Food Co-op?
Yeah, so I've been with the Food Co-op since December, and me and my family of five moved here in December so I could take that job. It was a perfect fit for me because I'd done marketing with Whole Foods Market and done work with a lot of community organizations in Portland. My husband's a chef. We grow our own food. And so it was just a really perfect fit for us because when I was looking for a place to get out of the big city, we picked Port Townsend because it is the most beautiful place on earth.
And so you're welcome to Port Townsend. You haven't been here that long, and it's always fun kind of getting connected to a new community.
It is.
Your work at the co-op is engaged with marketing, but also community outreach, and that's the area that we'd really like to talk to you about today. And it came to my awareness that the Food Co-op is launching a particular giving program for the school district. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we started when I first came on in December, I kind of took over the reins of our work with the school district. And we've been working with Stacy Larson, the executive chef over there, providing donations and help to get local food into the school system. So if you aren't aware, our school system, the Port Townsend School District, does a lot with the meal program, meaning they make a lot of things from scratch and they source local food. They buy whole cows, they break them down.
The school district does.
The school district
does. No kidding.
And this is a program that Stacy started implementing, I'm not really sure how many years ago, but it's kind of been a work in the progress. And as she tries to build upon the local food that she's sourcing, her ideal is that we're sourcing all the food from our own community, right? Instead of getting that processed frozen food that gets shipped in by trucks that's, you know, provided by the government funding and all that stuff. So she has to do a lot of fundraising on the side to be able to purchase those products. And what's really great about the school system buying the local products is that it keeps the money in our community.
Yes.
So it's going back to the farmers, which is providing jobs, which is, you know, and then also our kids are reaping the benefits because they're getting fresh local food. So it's been proven that the longer food sits on a truck, the less nutrients it has when it gets to your plate. So if you can eat closer to the farm, you know, you get more of the nutrients in your food.
And so what is the Food Co-op's role in helping to fund these efforts at the school district?
So we've done a few things already. We've done a donation, helped them buy a cow. I've also sponsored, we did a pilot program in the spring called Cooking with the Co-op for teens, where we brought in a bunch of chefs and we taught them how to cook from scratch, like eggs, a variety of ways. And then what evolved out of that is we had a member come to us and say, I want to donate $10,000 to the lunch program,
but
But I challenge you guys to raise the matching funds with a total donation of $20,000. So that's our goal, is to reach this $20,000. So the member who wants to remain anonymous donated the $10,000, and we're matching with another $10,000.
And how are you getting the other $10,000?
So we're rallying our members in the community because we are, you know, we're a co-op. We're based on the community. We are formed out of the community. And so we're doing just a passive fundraiser drive at the store. Members, customers can donate any amount from as little as $1 up until your wildest dreams. And then that fund, those funds end up going back to the school. We just cut them the check for the funds. So we're kind of the middleman, I guess you could say. We're just a pass-through.
And what is the name of this actual fundraising effort?
We just call it the school fundraiser.
Okay.
The school local lunch fundraiser. And so they're going to be using the funds for a variety of things. One, to purchase the local food. Also, they have a new kitchen coming at the Grant Street School. They have
new Salish Coast School.
Yeah, yeah. And they have some equipment that's like over 40 years old. So some of it's going to be to buy some of this equipment they need to produce the food from scratch. And then the remainder is going to go to kind of continuing that cooking education program, because, you know, getting the kids to cook with that food teaches them, you know, to eat that food as they're adults and come a little bit closer to it. So it's not so weird.
So the food co-op has a really tight connection with the community. I mean, they're doing this big fundraiser with the assistance of this anonymous donation, but you have some ongoing opportunities where the community can donate and get involved in giving back as well. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. So since I've come on in December, one of my goals has to been to really kind of define what these programs are and kind of make a really good structure so that everybody can really understand where the money's going. And the first thing I did was come with the group of managers and staff and discuss what areas we wanted to really impact the community. And so we developed what we call the four pillars of our community sharing. And that means we focus our efforts in these areas. And those areas are improving food security, sustainable agriculture, land and sea stewardship, healthy kids, healthy families, healthy animals, and also supporting the cooperative model. And so we're trying to give into those four buckets because those are the areas that directly align with the co-op's values as created by the members, right? Which was developed by the community. So some of those in-store programs that we have is we have the Beans for Bags program, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Yes.
Basically how that works is if you bring your own reusable bag, you can either take the 5 cents off your food or you can choose to donate it to a community organization. And so we... The food bank is always one of those organizations that we give to. So let's say you decide to donate, you get your little bag, you get to go over to where the jars are, the bean jars.
Very satisfying thing to do.
Very satisfying, and the kids love it. And then you get to put your bean where you choose. So one's always the food bank, the other two are nominated by members. And so what happens is members can fill out these forms and say, I really like this nonprofit. I would like to see them get some money. And so then we gather all those and we choose who the people are going to be for the year. And so that's one way that you can give back.
I'm curious, do you happen to know about how much those little beans add up to each year?
Oh, yes, I do know, actually. So last year, our Beans for Bags brought in a total of $11,700 for the community. And so far in 2018, we've brought $5,879 to the community. Those are going back to nonprofits in the community.
That's not just small change.
Yeah, small change equals big change.
I'll say. And any other efforts that the community outreach that you're...
Yeah. So we also have a Rounded Up at the Registers, which directly... So say you come and you buy something for $1.35. You can round it up to $2. And all that extra money that we gather goes to the Jefferson County Land Trust. So those are the people that are out preserving the farmlands. So we do have a direct partnership with them. And that's our way that we kind of help them do what they need to do. And so anytime you're in the co-op, you can just say, hey, can you round it up? And then it's going to support our land use.
And that rounding up is dedicated to the land trust. That's not a rotating target.
Correct. It is dedicated to the land trust now. Yes. We have switched it out for emergency funds before. I think with the hurricane thing last year, they did a month where they gathered funds for the hurricane relief efforts. But yeah, this year so far, it's been all the Jefferson County Land Trust. So We also have boiler room tokens that we sell in store. And these are little, you can pay $1.50 for a token, and you get a token for a free coffee. And you can gift that out to anyone you see out in the community who maybe needs a warm cup of coffee or something.
So help me understand that a little bit more. Yeah. I'm at the co-op. Mm-hmm. And I've just made my purchase, and there's a token sign at the counter, mm-hmm. And then I can say, yes, I'd like to buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so you buy a token. And you get a little mm-hmm. wooden token, mm-hmm. but it is equal to a cup of coffee at the Whaler Room. And so say you're out on this, you know, out and about, and you see somebody who really probably needs to warm up or just go in and get it, because the Whaler Room offers free soup, right? I know
the Whaler Room has been on our program in the past, but that is a really lovely gesture. I would buy those. Just to have to give out for people to know more about the Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Of course, you probably would be inclined to give that token to someone who might look like they have a need for that. But I think the Boiler Room is a fantastic program. I had no idea you had that partnership going, but I had no idea about that token as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So my hopes are that I can help share the story of what we're doing, because yes. I think that's one thing that we've been lacking just a little bit is sharing all the great things we do in the community. And it's not, when I say we, it's not the food co-op, it's the community doing things for the community.
Because it is a membership.
Yeah.
And I suppose your members drive some of the efforts or direction. As you mentioned, they can nominate for the beans. Mm-hmm. And for this, for the food drive for the school, where is the signage at the store? Where can folks go to make that donation?
Yeah.
Is it next to the bean bucket?
So you can make the donation at any register. We are keeping a tally, what we call the carrot meter. And there's a giant carrot behind the member service desk. And so I go in and fill it in with an orange pin as we go up with the dollars. And when you make a donation, you get a colorful little cutout veggie that you can write your name or words of wisdom or whatever you want on it, yeah, really. Yeah. And we've been forming this rainbow of veggies on the wall nice. By the carrot of all the people who've given to the fundraiser.
Now, do you do outreach in terms of opportunities for folks at members or non-members to partner with you when you do these outreach? Do you have volunteer opportunities at the co-op at all?
I haven't yet since I've come on. They've probably had some things in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess for the cooking with the co-op teen classes that mm-hmm. we did at the school, a couple of the chefs in town volunteered their time to help teach the kids. But I foresee us definitely building upon that opportunity in the future.
Yeah, I've read recently that the co-op's also involved with the local 2020 and the food sustainability and resourcing. Can you speak to any of that? Do you know about that?
Yeah, so we have some people who sit on different boards around town. So the food policy, we have a member on staff who sits on that. We also have our produce managers in part of the Eat Local First campaign, which is a campaign that's kind of just launching right now, ideas about how to get people to eat more local food, to keep that money into our, that money in our economy, mm-hmm. building our own economy. Mm-hmm. I think that we have people that are so passionate, not only at work, that they, you know, they go out and spend all this time volunteering for the land trust, for, you know, all these mm-hmm. different things. And it's really great to see.
I wish our listeners could see your face, because you beam. You are passionate about food, local food, growing your food, fresh food. And what an asset you must be for the food co-op. As we talk about volunteer opportunities, I'm always excited to learn a little bit about one's volunteer history and how they get involved with volunteering. Could you talk a little bit about how you found yourself at Port Townsend, which you said you took a job, but you left the Portland area and you had some involvement there?
So my role, I was a marketing manager for Whole Foods Market for many years. And that role was very similar to this one in the fact that I was heavily involved with community and nonprofit groups. And I remember the first time I went to this, my boss is like, hey, we're going to this fundraiser at this park, right? And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds great. And I remember going to this playground for the first time, and it's called Harper's Playground. And I just went there, and it was like instantly magical to me. Well, what Harper's Playground is basically a playground for kids of all abilities. It's an inclusive playground, and it's meant to bring community together and for everybody to have the chance to play. And so the owner, or the guy who started it, his name's Cody, his daughter's name is Harper. And she, you know, he took her to the playground and she wasn't able to go down the slide, you know, and that kind of sparked this feeling inside of him and his wife, and they came up with this idea. And so now I think it's been about, I got really excited about it. I decided I was going to throw this whole block party, this beer block party, to raise funds for him. And so I shut down one of the streets in the Pearl District of Portland.
Well done.
Threw a beer block party, raised like $4,000 in a matter of a couple hours in the afternoon, had like breweries come and everything. And I feel like that was the start of like our real partnership, because after that, I shortly left Whole Foods, but I've continued to do stuff for them. Like, I just wrapped up a 125-page booklet of how to build inclusive playgrounds, like as a free like offer to his group.
Wow. And so you're still involved with him from a distance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And where is this playground if someone were to be traveling in Portland?
Well, so what's really great is you could actually get the experience a lot closer than you think, because after he built Harper's Playground, there was a family on Bainbridge Island with a son named Owen, and they recruited Cody to help them build their playground. And so if you go to Bainbridge, you can see one of these inclusive playgrounds.
Is it called Harper's or Owen?
It's called Owen's Playground. And so they've also are wrapping, I think they're getting ready to open their second one in Portland, grand opening this month. Third one, which I did the fundraiser for, is just now going to open next spring, I think. And so they're trying to get one in all four quadrants. But they also did one at the Salem Hospital. And so it's just really, the whole thing is just kind of magical.
It's heartwarming.
To me.
I mean, the opportunity to give, I mean, it's like you receive so much out of it.
Oh, I just feel rewarded. Yeah. I don't know. When I do it, there's always a piece of me personally that feels like I have to give back. I want to give back. I don't have to, but I want to. There's like a void, like, you know, and as I've been getting to know all the community organizations here, you know, kind of looking into where I want to put my time, you know, there's just a lot of great stuff. And I don't know. I love the sense of community. And when I first came to Port Townsend, I have to say, like, the passion and the togetherness of this town is,
it's one of a kind.
It really is. And I see it every day in my work. Mm-hmm. As I talk to different people and, you know, help them do things, and they call and they ask me, like, hey, are you, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's magical. Yes. And well, I think that's really special.
Andrea, I think you've found the perfect fit. The food co-op is indeed a community leader and a community partner, and your passion for volunteerism is so evident. This girl is beaming. We just have a few more minutes here. I want to make sure we let the listeners know about this big fundraiser. What a great challenge to match 10K. Just kind of shout out how they can reach you if they want to email you, or where they might find that jar on the counter.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, please email me. Easy way to get a hold of me is marketing@foodcoop.coop. You can also ask any staff member in the store, especially the cashiers. They're very knowledgeable people and can help you do anything. And I think at this point we need $7,000 more dollars.
Well, let's help make that happen.
So let's do it.
Andrea, thanks again for coming in today. It's been a delight to hear all about what the food co-op is doing for this community. And welcome to Port Townsend.
Thanks so much.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. And our sound and editing for this program is in the expert hands of Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.